May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, often called the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. And am I ever excited to have y'all listening today? I do want to pause just a second and thank each and every one of you that choose to listen to this radio show. And I'm going to tell you why. You know, there's so many things that demand your time that when you take the time to listen to this show, it means you want to know the truth. And, you know, I'm a believer in the good Lord and the Bible. And, you know, Jesus told us, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, folks, I believe that, but I want you to also believe the opposite of that. That means that the lies that we believe are holding us in bondage. And, you know, I'm into the natural industry. Keeping a person alive and healthy naturally, I believe, is the way to go instead of doing it synthetically. Synthetic drugs have so many side effects and they can cause so many issues on down the road that a lot of times the issues they cause are worse than the issue you had that you're trying to get over. Of course, drugs don't get you over anything. They just treat symptoms. What we want to do is we want to encourage your body to do what God designed it to do. God designed your body to heal itself. Have you ever been cut? Did you heal? Did you have to tell your body to heal? Of course not. It's built into the system. And we want to take advantage of that knowledge, that built-in system that knows how to heal. But with that said, there are things that change as we get older. I'm 68 years old now, and I'm vouch for that. And anybody else that is listening that's past 40, you know things change as you age. But what if you could slow the aging process down? What if you could literally help the body heal faster and be much better at what God designed it to do just by adding something really simple to your daily activity, like when you're eating, to take right before you eat, really, on an empty stomach, swallow something. So today, I'm going to introduce you to something new, and I've got somebody on the phone that's going to help me, Josh Tully, who is the part of the product development part of One Life Science. Remember that name, One Life Science. You're going to be hearing more about that. You know, before I put any new product on the market, before I will advertise or talk about any product, I'm going to know as much as I can about it. And I'm telling you, this is one I'm excited about. This is one you're going to be excited about. So let me welcome Josh. Josh, it's good to have you on the phone today.
Thanks, Roy. Great talking to you.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Now, so how long have you been involved with One Life Science? We'll start with that.
Well, One Life Science, the core members of One Life Science, we go back 25 years in the industry. One Life Science started up in 2016, and I joined the team a couple years ago, and just to bring this new product to the market, and we're excited about it.
Awesome. Well, so am I. I'm learning as much as I can about it. For the sake of just helping our audience know, it's a product called NMN. I said it slow because it's hard to say it, NMN. It's kind of slow, hard to get out. But NMN, let's talk about that. Help the audience understand how important this discovery is, NMN.
Yeah, so NMN, I truly believe, is the biggest breakthrough in longevity in many, many decades. As long as I've been in the industry, companies have been trying to find ways to elevate our NAD plus levels. NAD plus is the second most abundant molecule in the body next to water. Water's number one, NAD plus is number two. And of course, like many elements within our body, they decline over age. NAD plus is no different. But the reason NAD plus is so important is because it's responsible for 100% of our mitochondrial energy and all of our cellular and DNA repair. But as it pertains to longevity, it also activates what's often referred to as our longevity genes, called sirtuins. And that's really what's exciting for me. The problem is we can't supplement NAD plus directly as it goes through our digestive system. We just can't absorb it properly and assimilate it into our body. So we have to do it by precursors. And that's where the discovery of NMN really becomes important. It's the direct precursor to NAD+. So it's the best precursor that we've found to date to elevate our NAD+ levels.
Okay, let's pause right there and let's back up just a tad. You know, when you said the word mitochondria, being in the industry I'm in, I understand, and a lot of people do, maybe from things they learned at school according to what their specialties are. But mitochondria is it's literally the energy for all the cells of everything, not just a human body, but every living thing. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so how does this affect the mitochondria?
So it enables us to produce the NAD+. And that NAD+ is responsible for supporting, you know, it's often referred to as the citric acid cycle or the Krebs cycle. That's what produces energy within the body. So every single cell requires NAD plus to produce energy. Without NAD plus in your body, a person would die within 30 seconds.
Wow.
That's directly from the Harvard researcher that initially did the studies on it.
Is that because all the mitochondria would just quit producing energy?
The mitochondria wouldn't have energy. It wouldn't even be there, so we couldn't survive without it.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let me kind of explain this. So we've got to figure what, I guess the real quest was to figure out how to increase NAD plus levels in the human body, how to do it safely, so that the mitochondria can continue to produce energy throughout. I mean, it's kind of like a battery, isn't it? Is that a good way to look at it? A mitochondria is like a battery that's losing its charge.
We certainly want to keep those cells energized, and that's the way to do it.
Okay, I hope I'm not throwing you off. So, with that said, so then NMN steps into the picture, and if I'm not mistaken, it's an enzyme that. Go into it from that angle so that people can kind of see how NMN increases NAD levels? I may be asking the wrong question.
So NMN within the body is converted directly into NAD plus.
Okay.
The cells, the mitochondria, then use the NAD plus for energy. I mean, that's the direct pathway. Now, historically, you've got companies that can provide NAD plus by IV, and that goes directly into your bloodstream. But taken orally, we just can't assimilate that NAD plus, so we have to do it through precursor, and that's why we have to take the building blocks of NAD plus, and that's NMN.
So when you see a NAD product for sale in a capsule form in a health food store, basically it don't make it very well through the digestive system.
The conversion rate to NAD plus is minimal.
Very small. Okay, so by taking NMN, does your body produce its own NAD anyway?
Your body does produce its own NAD plus. We're just providing as many of those building blocks as we possibly can. Our body just isn't as efficient later in producing that NAD plus, and we don't have as many of the building blocks necessary to produce it.
Now, NAD, ladies and gentlemen, is a small capsule. It recommends you swallow two of them in the morning on an empty stomach. Is it how long should someone wait after they swallow two capsules before they eat?
It's not required that it's taken on an empty stomach, but I certainly prefer it done that way.
Okay.
I would recommend take it on an empty stomach and follow up with your regular meal 30 minutes afterwards.
Cool. Okay, that's good to know. Now, what other, when you take NMN and your NAD plus levels, what period of time does it take before they can noticeably in the blood, doing blood tests, show that NAD plus levels are going up? Is it a long period of time, 3 weeks, a week?
It's an interesting question. If you study it in a lab, you can see those NAD plus levels increasing very, very quickly. I mean, within hours of taking NMN, you will see elevated NAD plus levels in a lab. But how does that feel to a person? NMN and NAD plus isn't like taking caffeine. It's not something that you feel instantaneously, but it builds over a period of time. It's more like feeding a fire and making sure that fire is burning brightly. So that's what we're trying to accomplish. So at the end of 30 days, you know, a consumer can actually feel benefits in energy, and that's why there's a lot of triathletes that take NMN to supplement and make sure their bodies are operating at maximum potential.
Well, now let me say this: I don't put anything on this radio show or carry it in my stores unless I have tried it, except for a few women's products. I don't try those. I let my wife do it. But a friend of mine, I mean one of my best friends in the world, his first name's Brad, and that's all I'll give you. I don't have his permission to use his last name. But we both started the same day. You know, when I got my first bottles from One Life Science, and that's the company I trusted to do it from because of my research and people I've talked to at that lab. But we decided to start the same day, so we started taking our two every morning. 3 weeks into it, we both kind of smiled at each other and said, you know, what's the big deal so far? It's a funny thing. From week four to week five, our whole attitude started changing about it. We work on a farm. I know I do health food stores, and I've developed 44 products. 30 of them are patented and all that stuff. But I like farm work. I was raised on a farm. So I'm out on that farm, and we're raising a huge garden this time of year. And it's hard work, and we are noticing we can go longer. Our stamina's increased. I'm not kidding you. I believe my cognitive function got better because it seems like I can think clearer. Are y'all getting those reports from other people?
Yes, we definitely are. And you bring up an interesting point talking about different functions. I mean, energy is one function. Cognitive function is another. NAD+ is used in every cell in our body.
Right.
So it doesn't surprise me. And the studies that have been done on it are done on a number of different issues. So there's studies showing that we can help minimize the accumulation of proteins in the brain. And that's what really helps support cognitive function. Certainly lung function is another really important one. Liver function. Because NAD+ is involved in every single function in the body, it doesn't surprise me to hear these reports about improved energy, improved cognitive function, all the way down the road.
Well, I mean, it affects the liver. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, with all the poisons we're exposed to today, anything you can do to prolong the life of your liver is a good thing. But brain, what about the skeletal and muscular part of the body? It makes sense that if mitochondria energy's increased, doesn't that help with all that too?
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, they look at preserving lean muscle mass. Mm-hmm. As we get older, you know, we lose muscle mass. There's a lot of atrophy that goes along. So if we can preserve that muscle mass as long as we can, you know, there's one thing about talking about lifespan when we talk about longevity, but the other thing is health span. Keeping our skeletal and muscular system as healthy as possible for as long as possible, so we can work on that farm every single day for as long as we can. We're really focused on improving health span,
that's
a big thing to NAD+.
Yeah, health span. Josh, we live in a world that's got a real obese issue. Does it have any? Does it help with that at all?
Yeah. So you know,
I mean,
without dealing with, you know, I'll say a disease claim like obesity, yeah. If we can keep that fire burning and support metabolic function, you know, issues will tend to take care of themselves. As it relates to pancreatic function, you know, it does help support insulin production and insulin sensitivity, which are really, really big issues in today's society with really high obesity rates.
Absolutely. I was just curious. I mean, it just makes sense that if you got more energy and your mitochondria is producing more energy at a cellular level. I'll put it this way. I'm more active now. I was pretty active. Don't get me wrong. My buddy and I, we take a ton of supplements. We are healthy people. We're not on any medications whatsoever. And we're out in the farm doing things that 25 and 30-year-olds have trouble keeping up with us. But at the same time, I want to stack everything I can in my favor for me to live to my genetic potential without disease and to have the highest quality of life that I can possibly have. So NAD+ functions as a coenzyme in the mitochondria. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it plays a role, an especially active role in metabolic processes. So it's talking about fat. Well, metabolism is all about that, but it's more than that. It's not just to burn body fat. It's in every one of the metabolic processes in the body, such as glycolysis. Did I pronounce that right?
Hey, you pronounced it perfectly. That's exactly it.
Okay, and then I've always heard of the TCA cycle or Krebs cycle. You called it the citric acid cycle. What is that? How does that? To help the general audience understand why is that important?
Yeah, so that again ties back to how our body processes things like sugar when you talk about glycolysis, but specifically as it relates to the Krebs cycle, that's how the body produces ADP, and that's the actual fuel that we need to perform all those functions. And certainly that when we see reductions in the efficiency of that cycle, that's when we start experiencing metabolic syndrome, and that's that downward spiral that we see in obesity. People with metabolic syndrome just aren't producing the proper amount of energy to function on a daily basis.
Well, that ties also into the as we age. Part of the aging process, the reason we start looking more like prunes, we dry up, we get shorter, is a lot of it's DNA related. And let me tell you, when I started looking into NMN and how that worked with NAD, let's talk about DNA repair. See, part of aging is we aren't repairing the DNA as fast as we should be, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. NAD plus is absolutely critical in DNA and RNA repair. And when we see accumulations of DNA damage that hasn't been repaired, you know, that's what we generally refer to as the normal aging process. But that also ties it back into those longevity genes, that sirtuin activity, and that's when we see genes being expressed improperly, and that's essentially what we call the onset of disease. So we want to provide as many of those building blocks. You said it right. Stack everything in our favor, so the body has all the tools it possibly can to effectuate that DNA repair.
Well, you know, so think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Your DNA is being damaged at almost every direction now. Factors such as radiation, pollution, imprecise DNA replication. You can call that cancer in some cases. But according to current aging theory, the accumulation of DNA damage is the main cause of aging. So let me be sure I understand this right, Josh. In reality, there's some scientific evidence, strong scientific evidence, showing that this actually not only slows down the DNA repair because it's kind of a protector, a shield, I guess you could call it, but it's also helping it, once it is damaged, to repair itself, correct?
It's giving the body all the tools necessary to repair DNA damage.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but if you're like me and I'm noticing the signs of aging at 68, and I do notice them, I'm like, Josh, I want to put everything in my favor that I can to help me recover from anything, such as not so long ago, we got this big scare. Now, I'm not a big fan or believer in COVID-19. The fact that they've never been able to isolate it under a microscope tells me I'm not sure what they're doing to us. But any kind of viral infection, does it help with that at all?
Yeah, well, I can talk in generalities, right, as it pertains to immune function. I can't talk about any specific disease out there, but it certainly does boost our body's ability to it generally supports that immune function. So so that's important as we fight any type of virus in our body. It's important that our body can fight at its optimum level.
So I can safely say to the audience that there's definitely some evidence out there that it supports a healthy immune function.
That's exactly correct.
Okay. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are restricted. We are censored by some really powerful organizations out there. And Josh, I don't know how you feel about them. I don't even want you to express your opinion. They're not on our side. They call themselves there to protect us, like the FDA. Yeah, most of you know them as the Food and Drug Administration. I call them the False Data Administration because they lie through their teeth. And not ashamed or afraid to say that. I don't believe the CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control, have our best interest at heart. I don't believe the World Health Organization gives a flip about your life or my life. They're out there to make money, and they're out there to get as much of it as they can from the federal governments around the world as they can, and they do that, and they don't care if you live or you die. I'm just telling you how I feel. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not scared to say it. Said it for many years now, and I'll say this. The good Lord protects me, and I appreciate all your prayers because I've had hundreds and hundreds of people tell me, Roy, you better be careful what you say. I have to say what the good Lord leads me to say. Now, with that said, Josh, we are going to carry NMN, and we're going to get it from One Life Science, and it's because I believe they have the best source and probably one of the most researched sources, and they've got people like you on staff that's making sure that we got a high quality of what we're going to put on the market. So two capsules a day, is there any real reason to take more than that?
Well, the thing is, there's not a lot of danger in taking more than that. There's most of the clinical research on the product is based on 500 milligrams per day, and that's what you're going to get when you take two of our capsules, and that's why we formulated it as such. But the researchers that made the breakthroughs with NMN, they take 1,000 milligrams a day, wow, which would be four of our capsules.
Wow.
And they swear by it.
That's good to know.
The safety studies were done in Japan, so there's no real concern about taking more than that 500 milligrams, up to 1,000 milligrams. There's no issue there. But we do 500 milligrams because that's what the clinicals were based on, and that's where I believe the therapeutic benefit is.
All right. Well, I've been doing 500. I may do 1,000 for a month just to see. Don't recommend everybody out there do that. I'm not saying that at all. Y'all know me. I take 21 capsules every morning, not of NMN. I never even heard of it till about 60 days ago. But of the sources that I have, and I can afford to do that. God's blessed me with a good company and a strong group of customers. So that's what I do. And I'm going to test this product personally, and I'm telling you right now, in just over under 60 days, it's amazing to me. Even my wife, who uses the skin cream more than I do, I use it too. We're blown away with it. Well, Josh, we're running out of time. It's the shortest 30 minutes on the radio. Thank you for coming on today and helping me introduce this. And ladies and gentlemen, you can get it from NHC Herb Shop in Killen, Herbs and More in Athens, or by calling the number before and after the show. Thanks again, Josh. Any last statements?
No, that's it. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm so glad for the opportunity to share it with your audience.
All right. Well, thank you. You'll be on again, right?
I sure will be.
All right. Thank you, and we'll keep everybody informed. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.